5 past 8. Lisa Pereira is here again with It Says in the Papers.
The death sentence handed down to a man in Lebanon for the murder of Defence Forces Private Sean Rooney is carried on the front page of the Irish Examiner. The 24-year-old peacekeeper was killed while on UN duty when the armoured vehicle he was driving from South Lebanon to Beirut came under fire in December 2022. The paper quotes Taoiseach and Defence Minister Simon Harris as saying he noted the sentence. He also said he shared the disappointment of Private Rooney's family at the lighter sentences imposed on a number of other people convicted for the attack. Several papers lead with that news that the only suspect in the murder of a mother and her two children in Fermanagh last week has died. Husband unable to survive his self-inflicted gunshot wound, says the Belfast Telegraph. In its headline, the Irish News names the husband, Ian Rutledge, and reports that PSNI investigators are continuing to appeal for information. The story is also the lead for the Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Mirror. All papers report that Rutledge, a 43-year-old farmer and agriculture contractor, is believed to have shot his wife Vanessa and children Sarah and James before turning the gun on himself. Housing targets to be raised from 33,000 to 83,000. That's the front page headline in the Irish Times. Cormac McQuinn reports on plans being brought to Cabinet today, which would instruct councils to review their local development plans. Under new guidelines, the councils would zone enough land to build 50,000 more homes per year than the current target. The Irish Times and Irish Independent return to the trade deal agreed on Sunday night between US President Donald Trump and EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Jack Power, the Irish Times Europe correspondent, goes through the details of how the paper calls the lopsided deal was reached. Trump's starting position was that the EU should suck up tariffs of 30%. That then dropped to 21% before the US president settled on 15%. Tabitha Monaghan and John Burns in The Independent quote an unnamed cabinet minister as saying there are still elements of the deal that Ireland is in the dark about. Despite EU reassurances, he said, where pharma and semiconductors end up is still unknown. In an opinion piece, Dennis Staunton, the Irish Times Beijing correspondent, says the EU needs to look again at its relationship with China and the global south. But so far, under von der Leyen, the EU seems to be sticking to its policy of securing its partnership with the US, unequal and undignified as it may be, he writes. The Irish Daily Mail reports on yesterday's Rutland Centre report about cocaine use, which you may have heard on this programme. Emma Kavanagh, the centre's head of clinical services, told the Mail that cocaine use is surging amongst young women who feel it's not going to derail their weight loss journeys or their progress in the gym. She described cocaine as nearly kind of a loophole to get a buzz without having to ingest additional calories. The Herald has a front page story about an electronic tracker used by a man so that he could follow his former partner around Dublin before trying to stab her to death. Pedro Cifali, with a former address in Blanchardstown, Dublin 15, has pleaded guilty to attempting to murder Lucia Nezbalova. The Central Criminal Court heard yesterday that Ms. Nezbalova had the extraordinary good luck that a doctor who lived nearby had just arrived home from work and heard screaming. She came to help and kept Ms. Nezbalova alive until an ambulance arrived.